Hello, and welcome to this brief introduction to Citizen Energy in France. I'm Timothy Marcroft with the Jean Monnet Excellence Center on Sustainability. Developing renewable energy infrastructure is critical to the ecological transition. Unlike fossil fuels and nuclear power, renewable energy generation is generally highly decentralized and is often built in close proximity to inhabited zones. This creates problems of social acceptability, in particular for the largest and often most economically viable technologies such as wind turbines. This can be a major barrier to reaching national goals for renewable energy production. The citizen energy model can then be seen as both a response to and a result of these issues of decentralization and social acceptability by putting both citizens and territories at the heart of the governance of renewable energy development. While renewable energy production cooperatives have existed since the 1980s in countries like Denmark, the citizen energy movement in France is relatively young. Beginning in the mid-2000s, pioneering initiatives such as Enelcoop, Les Fermes de Figeac, and Éolien en Pays de Vilaine started to emerge in different parts of the energy sector. In 2010, after a conference on citizen energy supported by the Agency for the Ecological Transition, l'ADEME, some of these early citizen initiatives, alongside organizations from the social and solidarity economy and from the environmental movement, came together to create Énergie Partagée. Now, Énergie Partagée Association is the central organizing force behind the movement for citizen energy. This national organization manages the regional level networks that are directly in contact with collectives seeking to start their own projects. They also provide valuable documentary and informational resources to the movement as a whole, and serve as an advocacy group in discussions with policymakers. Énergie Partagée has an investment fund as well, through which anyone in France can help fund citizen renewable energy projects. So, what exactly is a citizen renewable energy project? Well, naturally, it serves to produce energy in the form of electricity, heat, or biogas from renewable sources, but as distinct from, for example, a single homeowner or a business installing solar panels on their rooftops, it is a collective action initiative that brings together multiple stakeholders of different kinds. These projects are initiated by different types of local actors, including municipal and intermunicipal governments, small and medium enterprises, civil society organizations, and especially collectives of average residents. Like other kinds of participatory renewable energy projects, those that you might find in a crowdfunding platform, for example, citizen renewable energy projects invite these local actors to invest in the development of renewable energies. However, these projects go further than just opening up their funding and are actually majority owned and governed by the citizens, local public authorities, and private organizations that make them what they are. On top of this, the Charter of Énergie Partagée defines a citizen renewable energy project as one that, first, is locally anchored in both its control and the economic benefits it provides, second, has non-speculative aims, providing limited returns on investment and using its profits to fund education and solidarity actions, third, uses an open mode of governance with commitments to transparency and democracy, and fourth, goes further than the minimum in its commitment to ecology. Now, by definition, a citizen renewable energy project is a private corporation. They are most often formed at the initiative of collectives of engaged and motivated citizens that want to be directly involved in the energy transition, generally in partnership with different local public actors. As a general rule, citizen renewable energy projects based on rooftop solar photovoltaic production, the most common variety of project, are likely to be smaller scale, all-volunteer organizations, while wind power and other larger scale production projects tend to be more substantial and employ a mix of volunteer and paid labor. While in theory they could take a wide variety of different legal forms, the vast majority are organized as simplified joint stock companies, SASs, multi-stakeholder cooperatives, SCICs, or mixed economy companies, SEMs, for projects that are majority public sector led. The specifics depend on the size of the investment and the technology being used, with larger and more capital-intensive projects requiring their own dedicated legal structures and financial arrangements. Some of these projects choose to distribute dividends to their members, while others reinvest all of their profits in new installations, in educating the public, and in energy solidarity actions. These companies, for their business model, raise capital from citizens and local actors, allowing them to get loans from banks to build renewable energy installations. Then they sell the resulting production. Now, for electricity generating projects, this means injecting it into the public grid. This, along with the wider development of renewable energy, has created the need for grid enhancements and upgrades, and new approaches to load balancing, some of the cost of which is borne by the projects themselves. The purchaser for this electricity is most often EDF, generally through obligatory sales contracts that fix a subsidized price for 10, 15, 20 years, depending on the type of installation. These subsidized feed-in tariffs, as well as other types of public support, are being progressively phased out as renewable energy becomes more competitive on its own with other forms of electricity. In addition, many citizen projects benefit from local and regional subsidies on top of the public funds invested in them. The citizen energy movement is still small in terms of actual generation, representing only about 114 gigawatt hours of electricity per year from 106 total projects as of today, which is less than 0.005% of France's total electricity production. However, this movement is growing rapidly, with the number of installations online roughly doubling every 2 years. And as the movement matures, several factors are likely to be decisive in how much impact it's able to have on the energy transition. First, the degree of support from public actors, in the form of funding, but also through setting national goals for citizen energy generation. Second, regulatory evolutions in the rules around collective self-consumption of electricity, restrictions on raising capital in public, and simplification of the currently complex and costly grid hook-in procedures. And third, the translation of the European directives of renewable energy communities into French law, specifically which enabling frameworks will be put in place to support these communities. Now, taken as a whole and zooming out, citizen energy can be viewed as a new mode of territorial governance of renewable energy development. As a part of a reaction to a potentially undesirable form of renewable energy development, this movement has brought together diverse stakeholders to ensure citizen participation in deciding the future of the territory. The citizen energy movement in France is then attempting to chart a course towards an energy transition that is democratic, anchored in the territories, is neither extractive nor speculative, and is ecologically engaged in a holistic way. Thank you. There's a lot more to learn about citizen energy in France and elsewhere, and I hope that this short course has given you a desire to know more. If you do want to learn more, feel free to check out the websites of the various organizations I've presented here.